أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners and viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about Imam Ali's imamah in the light of the Quran. But prior touching and treating this important topic, let me update you with the previous lecture that we have presented for you, dear listeners. Let me have a brief revision of what we have said in the previous lecture. The previous episode covered the lexical and technical meanings of the hidden knowledge, or knowledge of the hidden world, and the proofs and the reasons which contributed that the Imams and the infallible Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household had this sort of knowledge, and those characteristics that this knowledge enjoined. We all touched these important issues. In some of the doubts which have been raised by some of the Wahhabis and some of the people who negate having knowledge of the world of the unseen by the Imams or by the infallible Prophet, all these doubts were refuted, and we have offered an intellectual rebuttal of all these doubts and problems. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about those characteristics which Imam should fulfill and meet. One of those important characteristics that, according to the Shi'at theologian, an Imam or successor to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, should fulfill and meet is that he has to be designated by divinity. He has to be appointed by Almighty Allah. Why? Because we did